Hi, I'm Casey Fletcher, and when I'm not helping small business owners get the commercial loans they need, I'm listening to the Power Plug podcast by Fidelity Bank.
Are you a woman ready to charge up her business? You're in the right place. This is the Power Plug podcast by Fidelity Bank, where we believe in your POWER, the potential of women entrepreneurs realized, and all women with an entrepreneurial spirit. Each episode is filled with practical advice, tools, and tips to help you build your business and keep you energized. Now, for your host, Mary Foley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Power Plug podcast by Fidelity Bank. I'm your host, Mary Foley, and this is episode 12. Now, in each episode, we talk with experts right here in the New Orleans area who share their insights, recommendations, and expertise to help you grow your business. And actually, it's hard to believe we've done a dozen podcasts already. Such great conversations and practical ideas to grow your business, like Naomi Narcisse about using market research to make big decisions for your small business, or Tony McCord on how to maximize small business tax deductions. Really great stuff. You can get all the episodes right now on your phone so you can listen at any time. You just go to fidelitybankpower.com and click on the app icons to download either the iTunes app if you have an iPhone or the Stitcher app if you have an Android phone. And then you just click on the app, you create a free account, and start listening. And today we are talking with Casey Fletcher, commercial lender with Fidelity Bank. Now, Casey comes to Fidelity with not only lending experience, but also experience in several types of companies. So she understands that not all businesses are alike and that not all needs are alike when it comes to growing and building your business. And she's also a member of the Junior League, both in New Orleans and Chattanooga, where she was before, because she loves how they actively make a difference in the community, especially for women and children. Casey, welcome to the Power Plug podcast.
Thanks, Mary, for having me.
I am so glad you're here, and I want to jump right in because the whole world of getting a loan for your business, particularly the first time out, it feels overwhelming and confusing and honestly a little daunting. So I wanted to start with, from your experience, what are the common reasons that small business owners and entrepreneurs even need a loan in the first place?
Yeah, so, you know, there's so many different reasons that, you know, a small business might need a loan. A lot of the ones that come to us, typically it's either like a lack of capital. Let's say they want to do a renovation on, you know, their retail space, or they need to buy new equipment to be able to keep up with production or increase production, but they don't have or don't really want to use all their liquid assets, their cash, to be like just to put into that and then, mm-hmm. you know, not have that cash to be able to use for their business operations. So, you know, a loan's a great option for them so that they can still, you know, have the cash in the business, but be able to make those upgrades or, you know, buy that equipment. We also have, you know, businesses that might have a seasonal fluctuation. Like, let's say it's a, you know, a business that focuses on Christmas and 80% of their business is like Christmas. They might have to buy all of the products now, really, you know, July, you know, middle of the year to be able to get everything in time for that Christmas ramp up. But you have to pay for it up front. So, you know, we have stuff that, you know, could be like a revolving line of credit where, you know, you use the funds, you buy it now, you pay it off, you know, come the end of, you know, the Christmas season. You know, that's another, you know, type of reason that small businesses come to us. Another reason might be that you're just growing so much and like, you need to, you know, produce a lot more product, but you're not getting paid for, you know, 30 days, 60 days until after you sell them. But, you know, your purchase orders are going up. So, you know, the money's coming in, but you're not able to, you know, have the cash to be able to make those products for the increased purchase orders. So, you know, that's another common occurrence.
And, you know, I love what you just brought up too about this, you know, the seasonal fluctuation or needing to buy a whole bunch of inventory. You may not get paid easily. I mean, 30 days would be a nice term to have, right? To get paid in 30 days. That doesn't always happen. And you mentioned now the line of credit. So tell me really quickly, what's the difference between a loan and a line of credit for my business?
Yeah. So, you know, we have what we refer to them as term loans versus line of credit. A term loan is basically where you come, you say, I need, you know, $150,000. But you can think of it kind of like in terms of real estate, to like simplify it. You're buying a house. You need the $150,000 upfront to buy the house. You know, you put your little bit of equity in, and, you know, we give that, the funds are out all right at once, you know, and then you pay it back principal and interest over a period, you know, whatever term that we give you. That's like a traditional term loan, and it doesn't have to be for real estate. You know, we can do it for, you know, startup capital. Let's say, you know, you have a startup company and you think it's going to cost you about $150,000 to get the business up and running, you know, a retail store or something like that, or, you know, you have to buy all the inventory and whatnot. So we would do, you know, in that sense, we would probably do like a non-revolving line where you use the funds up slowly. And then at the end of, let's say you project it takes you 6 months to get up and operating. So at 6 months, then we would term it out. And so the amount that we lent you would be, you know, set at whatever amount you utilize. And then you would start paying principal payments on that. But a term loan is, you know, it's where you pay principal and interest, versus a line of credit is interest only. You know, you're only going to pay the interest on the amount you're using. And as you pay it off, you have the funds available. You can kind of think of it as like a large credit card or something like that. But through a bank, you're not going to be paying as large of interest fees.
You know, there's a lot of options. Again, this is why doing a loan or getting money from a bank for my business to grow my business can sometimes be confusing, right? Because there are options and you have to understand not only what they are, but what it's being used for. And this is why having a relationship with a banker is so important.
It is.
And also, it makes me think of another question, because I know that a lot of women entrepreneurs and small business owners, you know, they are in that first couple of years. A lot of them are self-funded, and they might be using credit cards to do that. How do I know when it's time to get a loan, or at least talk to a banker about a loan, versus using my credit cards?
Yeah. So, you know, credit cards are dangerous. You want to make sure that you're able to pay them off. So, you know, a lot of credit cards, you know, offer interest periods with no fees. So if you know that you're going to be able to keep up with your payments and pay that off, and it's not a huge dollar amount, a credit card for the short term is probably, you know, a safe bet for you. You know, a bank typically, you know, when you do a loan, charges, you know, a closing fee, you know, somewhere around 0.5% to 1% of whatever the total amount that you need is. So you have to kind of like weigh, you know, does it make sense to pay that fee versus, you know, using your credit card. But a lot of businesses start to get in trouble if they don't, you know, look into traditional banking finances, you know, early enough, because credit cards are expensive. And if you build up too much debt on them, you know, you're going to be paying, you know, large interest rates that then cut into your capital. And then you it kind of becomes like a revolving thing, and it can affect your credit score and everything like that. I would just say that, you know, be really careful when using credit cards. There are times when they might make sense, but just make sure that you're able to pay them off, because credit is extremely important when you want to get bank financing. And so you want to maintain your credit when you know that in the future you will probably need a bank to help your business grow.
That sounds like really good advice, because I can imagine the scenario where here's a well-intended small business owner. They're saying, well, I'm going to use my credit cards just to buy what I need to get started. And then, unfortunately, maybe if the revenue doesn't come in, they get behind on those credit card payments. Yeah. Now it's mushroomed. They really need a loan, but they've now messed up their credit score. And so, you know, they look like a big risk and liability versus if those, you know, numbers are coming in, or I should say, oh, those expenses are. So they go, whoa, let me not mess up my credit score. Let me not get too much debt. Let me just back off and figure out a plan B, because, you know, maybe they need to change their business plan, but also maybe they need to get a loan and go that route instead.
Definitely.
So, yeah. Well, sometimes I receive offers in my mailbox and I see ads online about getting a loan for my business. It makes it seem so easy. Like I just fill out the short form online and poof, you know, like the money is there. And I think these companies, they don't even know me. They don't know my business. They don't even really know if I need the money. They're just actually offering. You want $50,000? You want $100,000? And what is up with these kind of offers? And should I really be wary of them?
So, yes. Be wary of them. You know, obviously do your research, read the fine print. You know, they usually come with high interest rates, high fees. You have to think that these businesses are doing, they kind of make a calculation and they're saying, you know, we're probably going to make more money off the interest and fees of these loans than we are going to have in losses of loans that don't repay. So, you know, that kind of gives you an idea that they really are making a lot of money off of your loan needs. So there's usually a better option out there for you.
You confirmed my fears.
Yeah.
You know, if you know nothing about me, you care really nothing about me, but you just want me to sign on some dotted line. And now I'm in for a whole bunch of fees and high interest rates and who knows what else, you know? Okay. So very, very good to know. You know, that it makes me think again about working with a bank or having a banking relationship. So when it comes to Fidelity, why should I look to Fidelity for a loan instead?
Yeah, so I mean, you said it right there. You know, Fidelity is all about, you know, having strong relationships with our customers. We've been around in the New Orleans community since 1908. So that's a long time that we've been here. We value our customers and we value our community, you know, big or small, you're going to mean a lot to us and you're going to have a lot more communication from your lenders at Fidelity because, you know, we're local and, you know, we really put a value on having a full relationship. We're not really in the business of just making loans and never talking to you again. We want to know and we want to keep track and make sure that you guys are actually being successful. And we also don't want to make loans that are not going to be what is best for you. So, you know, that's something we're really good at doing.
Yeah, 1908. Okay, so you're 110 years old. You sound pretty good for 110, just saying. All right, I can't say you look good because I can't see your look right now. But actually, that kind of long-term presence in a community says a lot about, you know, how it's run, what its values are, and its stability. And that's the one thing that we all want when it comes to banking. We don't want this bank to poof, be gone in the middle of the night. And we want a bank, particularly, I think, as a small business owner, myself being one, somebody, a real person I can talk to. And that's what I also love about Fidelity. I tell you, Casey, you have already made this whole loan thing so much more understandable. We need to take a quick break. So let's press pause. And when we come back, I've got some more questions for you. So hold on. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Liz Brockman, in charge of power at Fidelity Bank. As a woman in business, you know that it all comes down to great relationships with your customers, employees, suppliers, and your bank. That's why we're excited about our new Power Program. We have designed to meet not only your financial needs to grow your business, but also your non-financial ones, like practical know-how, savvy connections, and trustworthy resources. Whether it's our online Power Member Directory, member-only Facebook group, sponsored events, or more, we are your community partner to help your business succeed and flourish. At Fidelity, we're here for powerful business. When women in business succeed, we all do. To find out more, Go to FidelityBankPower.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. This is Mary Foley, and today we're talking with Casey Fletcher, commercial lender with Fidelity Bank. Now, Casey, let's say we've had a conversation about my business and what I'm trying to do and my funding needs. Tell me what happens in the loan process.
Yeah. So, you know, the next step, you know, would be we would gather your financial information. You know, depending on what your loan needs are, again, this might vary, but typically, you know, we get a personal financial statement, your business financials, if you have them, or projections, if you're a startup, you know, we're going to want to see, you know, a couple years of projections, you know, just so that you have the idea of where you see your business going. Or, you know, if it's not a startup, you know, just also like your business tax returns and then personal tax returns. So, you know, we'll gather all this information. And then, you know, your lender's going to sit down and look at the big picture of it to get the financial history of you as a guarantor, the person that is, you know, going to be responsible for repayment of it, as well as your business. So we would analyze, you know, all your financial information. Every bank kind of measures, you know, what's important to them differently. But at Fidelity, you know, the main things we are going to be looking at are first your credit score as a guarantor and your credit history. So, you know, do you have a lot of late payments? You know, do you have a tendency to not pay your debt? Those are all going to be things that are really important to a bank. Other things that we look at are going to be like your debt to income level, which is how much debt you have as a guarantor, like your annual debt. So your credit card payments, your car payments, your mortgages, versus how much you have coming in, like salaries, any real estate income or something like that. So it's kind of like a ratio. We want to see that you don't have, you know, more debt than you have coming in, or, you know, usually I think we measure it on like a, you know, 45% of your income can be debt, and we're still kind of in an acceptable range or something like that. We also look at your debt service coverage of the business. So, you know, how many times can that business's net income cover the debt that you're requesting? So those are all things that we'll look at as a lender and make sure that, you know, that's something that the amount of debt that you're asking for is manageable on, you know, a personal level and the business level. And make sure that it's a good fit and that we're a good fit and that what we're looking for is, you know, the right thing for your business. Then it would go, we basically send it and we send it to our credit department. Depending on how big of a loan it is, it may need to go, you know, to a further review, but, basically it gets approved. And then from there we, you know, work to select things like insurances, just other, you know, final documentation. And then we set a closing date, and that's pretty much a generalized, look at the process.
Who makes the decision whether or not a loan gets approved?
Yeah, so it depends on how much the loan is for. For a lot of different banks, you know, at Fidelity, we typically have someone in our main office that approves it. If it's under $1 million, you know, we can have it approved by one of our credit department managers. Over $1 million at Fidelity is when it would go to a board level. The good thing is that our board is local. They meet in downtown New Orleans once a week. So it's not like, you know, shipping it off to, you know, up north or something, and you're one of 1,000 that they're looking at. You know, it depends on what level of loan you're asking for, really.
Okay. And How much time does the entire process take? I'm wondering if it's shorter if the loan amount is smaller, or if it's one of those big $1 million plus loans, it might take longer. But I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter so much the number.
Typically, you know, from initial conversation, you know, the process can take anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months. I mean, it all depends on what you're asking for and how complex it is.
Right. In terms of that reaching out too, you know, maybe I may not know if I really need a loan, or maybe I'm thinking I do, and yet I just need someone to bounce it off of. And I mean, honestly, is Fidelity one of those banks that I can do that with and not be going like, listen, I don't know if I'm wasting your time. I'm not even sure if I'm going to do this, but can I just like, here's my situation and talk to someone about it to figure that out?
Oh, 100%. I have customers that call me and, you know, don't even, they might want to buy a business, but they don't know what it is. A year later, they come back to me and, you know, have figured it out. But, you know, because I took the time to sit with them, you know, a year prior and just kind of give them an idea of basically what we would be looking for. I mean, I'd be happy to sit with someone and just kind of give them an idea of what financials we need, what they need to look into. There's a lot of local nonprofits that help with business planning. So I, you know, have a lot of referrals that I give out for that if they need further assistance. But yeah, Fidelity is definitely, you know, a great place to call and consult with, you know, what your idea is. We don't, you know, you don't have to be coming to us with a loan request necessarily. We assume that, you know, if we provide good consultations, that then later down the road when you actually need it, you'll come to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that because I'll tell you, as myself as a woman entrepreneur, having, you know, growing my business, I work with a lot of women entrepreneurs and coaching them. You know, it can be one of these overwhelming, scary kind of things to even think about talking to a banker. And you think you got to have all your ducks in a row, frankly, you know, and I have this great financial picture and I know exactly what I'm doing. When the fact is, most of us don't. We learn by doing and we tap into the expertise or the advice of others. And then we, of course, take that back and sort through it for ourselves. But just to take a little bit of the sting out of that, because otherwise we end up, and I've seen this happen too many times, of getting in a pickle, basically, and unfortunately maybe doing something like we talked before and spending out your credit card limit and then getting behind on those payments, and then those balloon quickly because the interest rate's so high. And, you know, and that's much harder to unravel and to recover over time than just simply having a conversation saying, I don't know, but here's an idea I have, or I don't know, here's my situation, what do you advise? So I appreciate you having, being able to have those conversations with someone like yourself at Fidelity, and I know that there's a whole team of folks there, but we've talking to you. That's why I want to talk to you. well, and on that, you know, we talk about mistakes. You see small businesses and business owners make mistakes. What are the big mistakes that you see small business owners make regarding a business loan?
So a lot of the mistakes that I personally see is that they wait until the last second to get financial assistance, where, you know, they have a need and they need it like quickly. You know, we can work fast, but we also need to make sure that we're making the right move. So, you know, if you try to anticipate what your loan needs are in advance and start the communication sooner rather than later, because it can take a lot of time to gather the documents that, you know, we need as a lender to be able to really look at, you know, if we can do the loan or not. So, you know, if you communicate with us in advance, you might have those documents ready when the time comes to actually needing the loan. Also, you know, take care of your credit. I can't stress how much, you know, credit is important to a lender and to a bank. So really make sure that you are paying your credit card debt down and, you know, don't take out more debt than you need, but and pay your bills.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. We do tend to procrastinate when we have things to deal with that we don't really want to face. So it makes that makes sense. We've talked a lot about loans. I'd like to ask a little bit about you, Casey. Was there a moment or an event in your journey that inspired you to do what you're doing today?
Yeah, so I actually used to work in a real estate development firm up in Tennessee. It was a great job and everything, but it was, you know, at the desk, you know, crunching numbers, doing spreadsheets, working in our financial department. But I met with a lot of our commercial lenders that financed my company. So we did a lot of loans and worked with a lot of commercial lenders. And I really liked their ability to consult and, you know, work with me, the customer service aspect of it. So when I moved down to New Orleans, I said, you know what, I think, you know, that might be the right move for me. And it's been a great move.
You know, you've really helped us to understand all about these commercial loans, also lines of credit, and things about just funds to build our business, Casey. Really appreciate it. We're out of time, but for those who want to ask you more questions, maybe talk about their situation, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, so feel free to reach out to me. You know, my office number is 504-681-6766. Again, it's 504-681-6766. And, or you can email me. So my email is actually Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, .Fletcher@bankwithfidelity.com.
Okay. And so I'm thinking that Casey became a nickname at some point, maybe growing up.
I was Casey from day one, so I don't ask my parents. Why do you name me Catherine if you're going to call me Casey? I get it all the time.
That's right. You get it all the time. All right. Well, Casey, not Catherine, thank you so much. It's been fun. Take care, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Sounds good.
All of us have powerful people in our lives, just like the one on today's Power Plug podcast. Our Power program is unlike any other in our region. At Fidelity, we're bringing amazing women together to be part of something special. We not only have banking and financial options with women entrepreneurs in mind, we also provide opportunities for you to make valuable connections and to promote your business. At Fidelity, we're here for powerful business. When women in business succeed, we all do. To find out more, go to fidelitybankpower.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Wow, that was fast. But we hope you are feeling re-energized to power up your business and go after your dreams. Make sure you stay recharged. Subscribe to the Power Plug Podcast at fidelitybankpower.com so you can get the latest episode as soon as it comes out. Until next time, keep believing in the power of you, just like we do.